Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You have heard Cam Buckner join us before on this show, and we're glad to welcome him back. And Cam, I have no idea why anyone would want to be mayor of this city. Why don't you tell me why you want to be mayor?
Well, listen, I'm from here. I was born and raised here. I'm raising my family here, and I love the city. The city has given me so much, and I really believe that Chicago deserves an opportunity to have the leadership that it really needs. I think that Chicago deserves a chance, and I think Chicagoans deserve a choice.
Cam is a state rep who represents Illinois' 26th district. You know you're going to go gray within your first 6 months, right?
Listen, I already have, but I'll take the seed in the look if we can get to a better city.
We saw what happened over the weekend. We watched video from North Avenue Beach. We saw how many guns were, confiscated. We saw the numbers of how many people were shot. And this morning, you came out with an anti-violence plan. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, we know that this weekend we had the bloodiest Memorial Day weekend in 5 years, which is saying a lot. But even more so than that, many of us have become accustomed to hearing these astounding stats on long weekends, specifically holiday weekends, where we had warm weather. And I said earlier today, I fear that we're becoming numb to this. And so today what I did was unveiled my plan to help Chicago find her way out of this violent streak that we're in.
But it's not, Cam, can I just say, it's not even numb. On Friday, I was so, I can't even describe the word, but people on the text line were talking about the bets they were making, $100 bets on how many people that would be shot in the city this weekend.
Yeah, that right there is an incredible, unfortunate reality of what we are now, right? And the truth of the matter is that these are people. These are people who are members of families and neighborhoods and churches and schools. And they're literally being wiped away, and it's just become so commonplace in the city.
Well, because we just hear numbers, and if we could see names and faces and stories, but there's so many that people don't absorb it. It's just numbers, and it's tragic. So give us some things that you think your anti-violence plan will work on to change this culture and change what's happening.
Yeah, we need short-term, mid-range, and long-term plans in order to move Chicago into a safer space. So part of what I'm calling for is that we have to obviously fill the vacancies in the Chicago Police Department. And I think we could start doing that by removing some of the artificial barriers that exist that have kept good, well-meaning Chicagoans out of the process. Things like having a credit score that is not necessarily up to par, or non-violent misdemeanor marijuana offenses. Right? I talked to many women and men around the city who have tried to throw their hat in the ring to be a part of the solution, but have been unable to. I think we've got to at least double our violence prevention budget as a city. The fact that we've only spent $16 to $30 million a year out of a pretty large budget, a $16 billion budget, is a pretty paltry amount. So we got to show folks where our priorities are. I think there needs to be more coordination between those members of our government entities who are charged with keeping us safe. And so I've called for a criminal justice coordinating committee. I've put in legislation in Springfield that will require that commission to meet and to talk about the things that are the biggest issues on the plates of Chicagoans. And either I'll pass that as a state rep, hopefully soon this year, or I'll work to get it passed as mayor of Chicago. We also got to talk about youth engagement. I've asked for a youth engagement superintendent to deal specifically with our young people. I've asked for the Anjanette Young ordinance and the Peace Book ordinance to be passed. And, just a more robust network of mental health programs, asking the business community to partner with the city to make sure that we have more jobs programs. We got to create a safety apparatus in this city that makes sure that we don't continue to have weekends like we had this week.
And nothing can be done in one term. This is this is going to take years, if not decades, to turn around. I know you're the son of a law enforcement officer. You've got close relatives who are Chicago police officers. Your mom was a teacher. But you are asking for release of all body cam footage from police within 30 days of an incident. Is that something they support you on?
So I haven't heard from CPD officially on this, but this plan has come to to work itself out through having many conversations with both current and former members of the Chicago Police Department, with attorneys and folks who have worked in the criminal justice space, right? And so this is just not something that we're throwing against the wall, but I've done some vetting on this and have had a lot of conversations over the better part of the last 8 to 9 months as I thought about what I want to do in this race. And listen, nothing, as you said, can be done overnight. But I want to just be sure that people understand that, you know, we have the ability in this city to create the gold standard on how we operate in the constitutional community-based policing aspect, right? We can and we should make our community safer and our police department better at the same time. And so operating as if we have to decide between those two things is extremely problematic. We can do this. We can get this done.
And now the fundraising begins. I mean, you obviously cannot attain the seat in the mayor's office unless you've got incredible funding behind you. So whose support do you have?
Listen, we are working the phones every day and doing the work that comes with the fundraising that's attached to a campaign of this magnitude. And I'm confident that we'll be able to hit the financial numbers that we need. But I also will tell you this, that I can say with confidence that no one in this race will outwork us. We have been out talking to the people of Chicago throughout this city in many communities and many neighborhoods from many backgrounds. And we're getting a great response from people who really just want, as I said earlier, people who love the city, who really just want the city to love them back. And so we're confident in our operations, and we'll see what the people of Chicago say.
And many people seem to be jumping into this race. Others are, you know, polling out there to see where they might fit in. People want to unseat Mayor Lori Lightfoot. What do you think the biggest thing is that she has done wrong that you could do right?
So I've said this in the past. This is not, my campaign is not an anti-Lori Lightfoot campaign. It is a pro-Chicago campaign. And what it's going to be based on is bringing folks together, not playing on our differences and our dissension. No, creating dissension for people in this city. As I've said before, I think when we fight each other, instead of fighting our problems, we make the city less safe and less effective. And so this campaign and my administration will be one based on bringing Chicagoans together and finding ways to get to yes instead of getting stuck at no.
I appreciate that response, because so many people just want to attack her, and that's really not the problem we need to be tackling. So thank you, Cam Buckner, represents the state of Illinois, right, and wants to be mayor of Chicago. We wish you luck on your run. Hey, thanks for joining us. Lauren is in for Steve Bertrand. She's got your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.